It is a Tech Tuesday, and that's what we do each and every Tuesday when we talk to CNET senior editor Bridget Carey. Bill, I know you're not a pet lover, but Bridget, you lived with a robot dog, and we want to know how it went.
Oh, it was a very interesting experiment because Sony is selling this robot dog that is almost $3,000. It's packed with AI. It's got all sorts of sensors in it. It's actually doing some stuff that isn't really legal where you are because of all the facial recognition that's going on in there. They even have like a little asterisk. It's like cannot be sold in Illinois. But
all of a sudden Illinois is standing up for something and doing
and
something
right. And
it's
robot dogs, Wendy, as we predicted.
We have facial recognition laws
are strict in your neck of the woods.
Do you remember there was an app recently, I think it was Google, where you could take a picture of you and they would put you in a famous piece of art.
Oh, right. I do remember
that. You couldn't do it in this state because of the law.
Oh.
Interesting.
So are there black market electronic dogs in Illinois then, Bridget? How are we getting them?
You do have to find the black market for robots, but I'll tell you this: it was the whole thing was. I got to spend 1 week with this in my house with my 2-year-old daughter, kind of see what it's like. Because when you're like just hearing about it, okay, it looks cute. There's a lot of animation.
It does look cute. Bill is rolling his eyes. Why?
I wouldn't want one of those.
You wouldn't want a real dog.
No.
Well, then again, that's the thing, right? Like, I think a real dog, everyone kind of goes, wait a second, why would you pay $3,000 for a machine when you can get a real dog that might actually love you back? But this is a really interesting experiment in what you can do now with robotics and artificial intelligence, because this little puppy, his name is Ibo. It is able to identify you versus other people in your house, get to know what you like based on your reactions, because you can pet it in certain places. It reacts to, like, praise, you know, like, good boy and whatnot, and all sorts of, like, if you're smiling, it'll detect a smile and know, ooh, that made you happy. Let me do that more often. So my daughter, being 2 and full of wonder, like, just fell in love with the thing. And it would do a little song. It has about 20 or so tricks it can do. It would do a little song, and every time she went crazy, it kept doing the song more to her. But with me, it knew I was a sucker for shaking hands, so it would put its paw up more often with me. And sometimes I just ignore it, because after a while, you're like, okay, I just want to watch Netflix. Please go away now. it would try to do things to get my attention, like play with a toy bone it had, randomly lift its hind leg to pee on my furniture.
That's fun.
Nothing actually came out. You know,
this instead of a real dog.
But that said, then I started realizing, after talking with Sony, this is something they actually found. It launched first in Japan, and they said a lot of their customers over there were buying it for elderly parents, companionship for when you're alone in the house. And I took it to a senior center here to kind of get some feedback. And for some folks, you know, who needed something to lift them up, it was a hoot. Other folks are like, wait a second, I don't need to talk to a machine. That's okay. So it depends on the person, like everything, right? I even talked to people who own dogs, brought it over to their houses. The 2 dogs I ran into basically were like sniffing the butt, not impressed because it wasn't real.
Smells like
times,
plastic.
Yeah. like what is going on? Because it's very animated, and that's the thing. I mean, if you want to check it out, I do a whole special about it on CNET. But it's very, very animated with little eyes, and it does little stretches and just walks around your house, and it learns your house over time. So this is coming out in December, and this is just the beginning of little robot companions. I think this is something that is going to be a growing area. You know, everyone's going to want a robot in their home.
You know, you mentioned the elderly and people maybe who don't have companionship. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at it in a whole different light. I know there were some people you mentioned that didn't want anything to do with it. But imagine, like, just having something to do and pretend to communicate with, and you don't have to go out and walk it. You don't have to go out and buy food. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, even people who were kind of skeptical, I saw them kind of crack smiles and want to play with it more and more because it's voice activated. And it has like over 50 different things you can say to get a reaction out of it. And when it sees you smile, it'll react more, that kind of thing. And it grows over time. So this personality evolves. And it'll know what one person likes and another. So I find that I find it intriguing what we can do now. Yeah, sure, it's not useful. It's not actually doing anything like playing music or anything useful. But but entertainment in itself is fascinating, and not a lot of tech companies are exploring this space.
All right, available now, but not in Illinois, right?
Yeah, well, you can pre-order it now, and it starts to ship later this month.
All right,
speaking of robots, and why do people say robots? And please don't say
that. I've heard people say that, yeah.
There are now robot janitors that you will be able to find roaming around Walmart. Explain this.
Yeah, the most popular robots have been the corporate kind, like at airports and whatnot. And Walmart just announced they're adding across the nation, like there's 360 stores that are getting these janitor robots, and they look like small Zambonis, just kind of like rolling around the aisles, cleaning the floors.
Like a Roomba, kind of like that?
But it's massive, almost like a riding lawnmower, you know, where there's a big seat in there, and they have like a little yellow caution tape that says, you know, we're cleaning, don't ride me. But how many people are going to be like at midnight at a Walmart going to be trying to jump on this thing and ride it? So, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of viral video of people messing with it, but nevertheless, they're rolling this out to say, hey, people can now focus on other tasks. Then again, you know, it's only the beginning of the robots taking everyone's jobs, right? You know, so, I mean, I don't mind cleaning floors, but then, you know, they're already doing robot stuff in the stocking section. I mean, Amazon hires tons of robots, uses tons of robots in their warehouses to kind of pull items off shelves. And that's something Walmart's also been experimenting with a little bit on the backside. But this is the first, like, non-experiment. This is like adding over 300 of these things around the nation.
They're not going to replace the elderly greeters at the front of Walmart, are they? The Codgerbot 3000?
The Codgerbot 3000.
They have those things at airports, and they always are glitchy. And who is saying hello to those things? I don't know if you've seen them. It's ridiculous. So yeah. You still need a human touch.
All right.
What if it goes awry? I mean, if they're doing it overnight, although Walmarts are still pretty crowded late at night.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it, you know, veers off course and knocks down a display or something? How do they even figure this out?
They said this thing has all these sensors to tell when people are near and objects, but you and I know that when it comes to people, we will find a way to make it.
Well, it's probably it's a similar technology to the car that backs itself into a parking space. It's probably the same technology, right? Or similar.
Well, everything when it comes to the sensors, and it's also already have a preset map of the store. So, like, there's a person plugging in, going, "Okay, you're gonna go down aisle 3, 5, and 7," you know. And then when it detects something amiss, like, it might get to the point where it goes, "Oh, there's no more coffee, or something's empty on the shelf, or there's a mess." It could alert someone to come over.
But alert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just going to catch me playing with all the kid toys or whatever in the bicycles.
And it's going to take pictures of you and send it to corporate. That's what it's going to do. I don't know. I'm scared about all these robots. Am I the only one?
They don't always go off so well. There were some security robots roaming parking lots in California, and that was a disaster where people were kicking it over and protesting about it.
Oh,
it looked like they look kind of like those robots from Doctor Who,
right?
You know, like the
Daleks.
Really scary ones.
Yeah.
So between the dogs and this, you know, this is the beginning of the robot revolution.
Don't be scared, Wendy. You saw RoboCop. That went well.
No, it didn't.
Oh.
Where can we see this video of you and Ibo?
It's over at CNET.com. You could just search for Ibo is my week with a robot dog.
Bridget, thanks so much. As always, say hello to your mother for me. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bridget.
Bridget Carey from CNET, everybody.
You can find her at CNET.com.
I scared her.
I know. She's on Twitter, at Bridget Carey, and Instagram, Bridget Happens.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. Everything was going well, and then I frightened her. All right, we'll take a little break, and then Patrick McDonald, who we just found out is also a robot, will be joining us.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.